Oh, thank God. I thought I was going to have to start, like, humming or making up a song there, and that was just not going to be a great intro. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. Tonight, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little, I mean, sometimes I tell you I'm excited, but I'm really not excited, listeners, and I think you can tell the difference. But tonight, I really am. It's Valerie Bowman, everybody. So if you like Regency, and you like it racy, and you like it rompy, she's a girl. And I love your, of course, your title. The Accidental Countess is out now. Yes. Yes. And I accidentally put it on my Christmas wish list, just FYI.
Yeah, The Accidental Countess is one of the books in my Playful Bride series, and all of the books are based on the famous romp plays, which I just absolutely love. So can you tell I was an English literature major in college? this particular one, my editor always says she has to look up the plays just to make sure that she's not editing something important out. But just to remind herself. But this one is based on the importance of being earnest. It's really fun.
I love it. I love it. So, okay. So you majored in English. I almost majored in English, but then I decided that was way too practical. So I majored in theater because that just seems so much
better.
Oh, that's
cool. One of my sisters, you know, I have six sisters. One of my sisters is a theater major.
Yes. It was fun. Well, project management. That's how I sold it to my parents.
Yeah,
I'm learning.
That's a good idea.
Project management. Because the thesis was in direction. So I was like, oh, I'm not just in it. I'm managing the entire, you know, blah, 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 play, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Very evil. Very evil.
Did you ever do any Oscar Wilde?
We didn't perform it, but I, you know, it's scene work. If you're doing any kind of scene work, he's kind of a fun go-to. And, And unfortunately, I look back now and I'm like, wow, pretty hippy dippy. We did a lot of experimental black box stuff that I look back and go, huh? I don't know what I learned. It was fun though.
I went to London once with my sister, one of my many many sisters, and we stayed in a hotel that had different theater themed rooms. This was long
uh-huh.
before I even got the idea for these books, but we stayed in the Oscar Wilde room. And so
what was it like?
We were like, ooh, cool, the Oscar. Well, there's a big creepy picture. There's a big creepy portrait
oh.
of Oscar Wilde on the wall, staring at us
oh.
while we slept every night. I got this picture
okay.
of it because
ew.
I could not even do justice to how creepy it was.
Yeah, and with the
yeah.
eyes. Was it one of those?
Yeah,
the
it's
eyes
like every
kind of
it's
follow?
Like anywhere you went in the room, yeah, the Oscar Wilde picture was
extreme. Ooh, okay. See, that's like he's probably somewhere going. Oh, that is not.
I know.
How
I didn't think
I
that he'd
be
happy with it. I was thinking that he wouldn't have liked it, but he was
no,
there.
He's probably haunting that hotel, going until you redecorate my room, I am going to bother every tourist that tries to put her Samsonite. On that.
It sounded better over the web than it did when we, like, the reservation sounded better than actually getting there and having Oscar Wilde stare at me all night.
Isn't that the way, though? Don't so many things sound better on the Internet? I mean, it's why
yeah,
I think the dating thing scares me when I hear about somebody like, oh, I'm Internet dating, and I'm thinking, gosh, something about that doesn't feel solid. I don't know.
You know, that's how I met my husband. We met on that.
Really?
Oh, we absolutely
God, I
did.
I said that.
I
so
always,
tell me.
Yeah, I always tell people that it's actually a good way. You know, it's like.
But, okay, all right. It was a good way, but before you met him for the first date, did you or did you not tell your friends you were meeting and give them information so that if you disappeared and he was a psycho killer, they knew who to call?
Oh, definitely. Oh, absolutely. My sister and I, the same one who I went to the Oscar Wilde creepy bedroom with, she and I have a whole plan of, like, how to escape from a murderer. That's a whole routine down. We're like, you have to run left and I'll have to run right because I can't change both of us.
Right.
So, but, yeah,
men
I had his phone number written down and everything.
Yeah, men, I think when men get ready for a date, I think it's like, huh, I wonder if I'll wear the blue shirt or the white shirt. Like, I really think that's the extent of it, or maybe we're
like,
go
should
for
I
the
wear
restaurant.
Cologne?
And we're like, okay.
We're like,
this
don't
is a
murder
signal.
Us.
I need a code word. And then if I need to get out, flash the headlights twice if you're in danger. Right? And we're wearing stuff that if I need to run through the woods, I'm in the right shoes.
Yeah, I'm not wearing 5-inch heels to a first date.
No. Oh, no. 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 But yeah, that's a different psychological approach to internet dating. We're facing death.
Well, after our first date, we actually met up at a restaurant. You know, I was going to let him come pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
And we met at a restaurant, and he actually lived really close to me. And we didn't know this at the time. I mean, we knew he lived in the same general area, but he lived, like, almost literally across the street from me. In a different subdivision, but, like, really close, like, less than a mile away. And,
wow.
So when I was leaving, he started to follow me out, and he said that he actually ended up holding back and, like, going really slow because he realized I was driving toward his house, and he didn't want me to think he was following me home to murder me.
I was just going to say, like, it looks like he's creepily stalking you all the way home.
I know. I would have freaked out. I would have made, like, what did I say? Like, three right turns or three left, whatever.
You have implemented plan alpha, omega, whatever, and pulled out the pepper spray. Oh, my God. Oh, that's hilarious. But he was sensitive enough to know.
I'm driving
behind her. Oh, she's turning right, too. Oh, uh-oh.
And later I was like, I saw you behind me for a minute. And he was like, yeah, I totally realized you must have been in the same direction. I was like, oh, my God, what are the odds? It was very convenient when we started dating that we lived that
close. Well, I was just going to say that. That's kind of isn't it amazing, though, how insular our lives can be, that someone can live that close or in and you might never have met him.
Yeah, he was like, well, I used to go jogging. I was like, yeah, I wouldn't have met you that way. I'm not jogging. Jogging, not so much for me.
Yeah,
maybe
walking
my dog, but no jogging.
I'm not so much jogging. And if I am trying to jog, I'm probably not in the mode of where I would want anyone to see me, much less meet me or have conversation as I, you know, sound like a braying elk, fighting for air. And,
like,
yeah.
Like, completely not looking good. And I don't even have, I don't even have, like, matching, you know, exercise clothes or anything. I just have, like, the T-shirt that I found and some old pants or whatever. Like,
Only in Hollywood do people actually have, I truly believe this, do people have, like, those awesome outfits for jogging
and then look great
doing it because,
like,
you
they're not sweating. They're totally fine.
I've tried walking, you know, just walking. We have quite a hill. I'm throwing that out there so people don't think that I'm, you know, really in bad shape, but I am. Anyway, but the hill is horrendous. The hill it's Mount Everest. And I walk. Okay, and I don't have the right outfit for that. But I'm walking, and people are pulling over in their car to ask if I'm okay. That's how great I look when I exercise. But people are offering to, A, give you a ride, okay?
They're like, we don't
need help.
While we're watching.
Or should we call 911? That's the other. I mean, it's, wow, that's. Yeah, that's a moment. That's ego.
The only exercise I really do is I'll ride my bike every once in a while, and I fell off my bike so many times my doctor made me promise to buy a big helmet. So I have this big, giant, like, it's like Charlie Brown's head helmet, and it's yellow, too. Because I'm like, I want people to see me when I'm out so I don't get a bad car. So I look like this felon coming down the street on my old crappy bicycle. It just got
to
be.
Fall off a bike?
Once
I mean,
again, would never
really
have picked up my husband with that look. Just no.
Wow. No. But you really fell off? You fell off your bike?
I fall off all the time. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Are you popping wheelies? Are you?
No, and the funniest part, this is horrible, but I'm going to admit this.
Okay.
I'm going to admit this in front of you and all the listeners. I fall off when I'm not even riding. Like, I'll just be standing here getting ready to go or at the end of it, and I fall over. One time I fell over and there's a whole group of people going past and they were watching and I was like, oh yeah, I was just standing there and I fell.
That is
like my equilibrium
so sexy.
Is off.
Yes. Wow.
So now I'm helmeted
up. Stop that conversation with somebody and it's just like a slow avalanche as you're standing. That's awesome. I love that. Oh my God. Oh my God. Everybody, it's ValerieBowmanBooks.com. I always suppose, or ValerieBowman.com. It's just Valerie Bowman, isn't it?
It's Valerie Bowman Books, yeah.
Oh, it is Valerie Bowman. There you go. Books. I'm sorry. I always forget. I want to mention that at some point during the show. It's a professional program, Ms. Bowman. We cover all the book information. Oh, yes. No, that's terribly not true. I make it a policy actually never to ask frequently asked questions because I don't like frequently asked questions. And I think for a lot of authors, you get a little tired when you're doing promo. Have you hit this yet where you're doing autobiography and you feel like you're kind of answering the same questions all the time? Like, what are you reading now? Why do you write romance? You know, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, aww.
The one question I always get, and I just can't answer it, so sometimes I'll just delete it. If it's from a blog, I have to admit, sometimes I just delete this question because I don't know the answer. People always want to know, who would you cast in the movie of your book? And it's like, these people are in my head, but they're not actors. So I try to come up with some actors every once in a while, but everyone always wants to know the answer to that question. And I just really think, as a reader, I don't want to know who the author thinks they are because I want to have it in my own head and what I think they look like.
Yeah, no, it spoils it. It's like then they're locked in. And I had the same problem. People want to know. And I'm like, Ash is Ash. You know, like in my head, I'm like, he is.
And I want you to think of them
out
as
there.
Whatever. Yeah, I just want readers to think of them as however it's in their head. I don't want to.
Exactly.
I've had that happen where I'll hear an author say, oh, he looks like Robert Downey Jr. or something. I'm like, well, that doesn't do it for me. But I know many people love the Downey Jr. I am
He's quirky and fun, absolutely. I'm
attractive
evil.
Man, but he's not mine.
Yes,
what?
But I will be evil and say this. I'm also reluctant to name a person because every time I turn around, somebody's doing something they really shouldn't be doing, and then there's a scandal on the internet, and it's icky, and I'm like,
I know.
You're like, ew.
I know. One of my
him.
Sisters loved Hugh Grant before the Hugh Grant, like, cold.
Right?
Years ago, and
so
she was like,
dreamy.
Oh, my God.
And then it was like, what are you doing? You've spoiled it for me.
It's not good. No good can come of it is what we've decided.
No good can come of it. I will back you up on that decision every single time. No good can come of it.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions.
Okay. Oh, that was scary. Oh, my God. Sorry, you made me laugh, and I hit the wrong button. It's such a sight. But seriously, we've only got like a minute or so I'm supposed to say, you know, good night and how great you were. And you really were. And you've got to come back. In May, you've got the next book coming out. Is that right? Did I get it right?
Yes,
The Unlikely Lady?
Yes, I can't wait. I would love to come back.
I would love to have you back. And I promise I won't ask you how the biking is going. And I might actually, though, I'll warn you, that might be the first question is how is it going? And did you get a helmet for Valentine's Day? That'll be the other. Like, did he buy you bike
equipment?
Those scooters are awesome, by the way, those new Segway Razor scooters. So
yeah, I would kill myself.
Put that on there just to throw him off, you know.
Yeah.
He'll value you more because they'll be like, oh no, she's going to kill herself. Oh. All right, you have to come back in May. But everybody, thank you so much for listening in. And I hope everybody, it's ValerieBowmanBooks.com. Go over and pick up the accidental countess, but do it on purpose. Okay, and I will see everyone. See? Great show. Next Tuesday for more of the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. Good night, everybody. And I hope you are all having a wonderful holiday season. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.